I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, June 29th. Wright-Patterson Air Force Base has a new advanced problem solver for the development of future military systems and weapons. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains it's the Pentagon's latest digital tool.
That's the sound of more than 186,000 processors doing millions of advanced calculations in a few seconds. They're encased inside the Flyer supercomputer, now housed in the basement of a secure building at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
If you think about any weapon system or any technology that's out there, there's always a question of how will this operate? How will this work? If you've ever seen the movie Avengers, in that movie, Doctor Strange thinks about 100 million possibilities of how the end game could work out. That's what our computer can do.
David Shahady is Deputy Director of the Air Force Research Laboratory's Digital Capabilities Directorate. Over the next 5 years, this $20 million unit will run military and commercial digital simulations, eliminating the need and expense of repeatedly building and testing physical models. Congressman Mike Turner says the Flyer is an investment to keep American soldiers safe.
It will assist the Air Force in both researching the capabilities that our adversaries have and how do we design systems to defeat them, how do we design our systems to deter our adversaries in the future, and how do we design strategies to ensure that not only the United States but our allies remain safe.
The Flyer is named in honor of the Wright brothers. Their image and that of their original plane adorned the supercomputer's exterior. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Dozens of historic buildings across Ohio will be rehabilitated thanks to over $86 million in state tax credits. The Tecumseh Building on High Street in Springfield will get about $5 million in tax credits to convert former office spaces into apartments. A distillery and tasting room will also be added to the 104-year-old building that has been vacant for 35 years. In Cincinnati, over a dozen buildings in the area, including some in the Over the Rhine neighborhood and the historic Main Street District, will get over $14 million in tax credits for restoration or conversion to residential or commercial uses. Ohio Department of Development Director Lydia Mihalik says restoring historic neighborhoods, quote, is a powerful economic development tool helping communities unlock potential and attract private investment, end quote. Governor Mike DeWine vetoed last week a sub-metering regulatory bill. Sub-metering is when middlemen buy electric and other utilities at wholesale cost and then resell it. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that DeWine called sub-metering a, quote, flawed model, and it is not yet regulated by the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio.
The Ohio Consumers Council says while it's grateful lawmakers are taking the issue seriously, a recent court ruling means the bill is no longer necessary and could have weakened some consumer rights. Here's Counsel Maureen Willis.
So it was a lesser degree of regulation. There's no need for that. Court was very clear. The PCO is now ready to act. It has the expertise. It deals with public utility issues all the time.
Tens of thousands of Ohioans are submetering customers. It's common in apartments, condominiums, and other multi-tenant housing, where apartment managers buy utility services and then include the cost in the rent. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Meanwhile, some Republican lawmakers are calling for overrides of Governor DeWine's recent vetoes on legislation about submetering and also requiring photo ID for mail-in ballots. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has this.
Republican Representative David Thomas, sponsor of the bill involving submetering, says lawmakers need to override both of DeWine's vetoes.
The legislature is the literal voice of the people, and when the legislature does something and it's vetoed, I think we have an obligation to override as much as we can. And that's always my default position.
Thomas says he thinks the overrides could happen during the lame duck session of the legislature during the last 2 months of this year. He says lawmakers could also address those changes by passing different legislation that includes the policies DeWine vetoed. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
An Ohio jail is investing in new technology that could potentially help prevent deaths in custody. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Biometric bracelets from Foresight Labs work like a smartwatch. They track heart rate, oxygen levels, skin temperature, and more. All of which Ashland County Jail Administrator Barry Backenstow says can be used to monitor the health of people in custody. So the county bought three of them. Backenstow says they've already helped the jail to catch emergencies early.
3 days into this having a system, it alerted us to somebody with a low pulse and ended up having to send them to hospital. And it saved their life.
The county spent around $40,000 on the monitoring system. They're the second jail in Ohio to embrace the tech, but it's been adopted in around 75 facilities across the country. National privacy rights organizations are skeptical, though. They argue the bracelets open the door for data collection and surveillance. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
Heat advisory in effect for today and likely for the rest of the week as air temperatures will be in the low to mid-90s and high humidity levels will bring the heat index around 100 degrees, potentially a dangerous weather for this week, very hot conditions. And also a pop-up shower cannot be ruled out. And that's WYSO Today for Monday, June 29th. I'm Mike Fraser.